Hey, Barstool Rundown listeners, you can find us every Monday through Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered. With great tasting flavors like Fruit Punch and Lemon Lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today. This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered. With great tasting flavors like Fruit Punch and Lemon Lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
All right, Bibang, it's the Rundown. It is Wednesday. It is March 22nd, presented by Buskers Irish Whiskey. Look at this, boys. This is, I got to the office. The Chicago boys have been doing a little number on the Buskers Irish Whiskey responsibly. So
the boys or White Sox Dave?
White Sox Dave, he had his running with it, I would guess. Yeah. Chief, you know, but we like the Buskers. The Buskers, it was a great promotion we had for the tournament last weekend. I think everyone's favorite like promotion we do at Barstool, right?
Yeah. It's so much fun every year. Yeah.
Yeah. And condolences, Robbie. You came up very, very close.
You know what? We came close, but we made it past the first round. So I think we're getting some cash from Busker and we're getting a Busker gift package, which I'm very excited about.
That's true. So the Busker Triple Cask Triple Smooth is an extraordinary blend with extraordinary smoothness. This is new to the world, Irish whiskey, and it's born out of a modern Ireland where the contemporary and bold meet the traditional. The Busker offers authenticity of a top quality Irish whiskey while also bringing a disruptive approach to the industry with their modern and straightforward look and feel, which goes beyond the Irish whiskey category. And finally, make sure to enter the Busker buzzer beater giveaway. Watch this year's college basketball championship in style with bold merch from the Busker. They're gifting one lucky winner the ultimate Busker basket featuring some of our favorite products. So don't miss your shot to win. Head over to their IG to enter. Contest is open to U.S. residents only. You must be 21. And like we said, Robbie, you came up close, but you're going to get a basket too, I believe.
I am. Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Yeah, so one more time, head on over to the Instagram to enter. Contest is open to the U.S. residents only. Must be 21 and over to enter. And the Instagram is thebusker_official. So go do that. Go check that out. All right, the rundowns myself. We got Clem. We got Robbie. The U.S. lost the World Baseball Classic. Clem, you've been big on this tournament, so we'll start with you naturally.
Yeah, so Ohtani ends up striking out Mike Trout for the big moment. Japan beats the U.S. Everyone in Japan, millions upon millions of people flocking to their TVs for it. America, I think it was on FS1 last night. I feel like we got to throw it on Fox if it's that big of a deal, right? I'm being told how big of a deal. Again, the Mets fans have become the bad guys in all this because we're upset that our closer got hurt, like, celebrating. Kevin has become the face of the anti-world.
Well, I was gonna say not the Mets fans. Kevin has become the bad guy of this.
Yes. And Kevin, to his credit, you're like, how much does money change a man? Kevin just got paid millions of dollars and is just going to war with complete strangers on the internet about a tournament I know for a fact he truly does not care about. We gotta believe a few weeks ago, and we're like, listen, like, I don't want this tournament to go on right now. Put it in November, then it's cool, because if a guy does get hurt, he has some time to recover. But having it before the season, I think we've seen, like, the worst-case scenarios of what can happen. And he just keeps going to town. So that has almost become – and now it's like everyone is going over the top. Where everyone's like, this is the greatest moment of my life as a fan, as a player. It's just hilarious how everything played out after Kevin, who got suspended for it as well. But I thought that was a cool moment, Ohtani versus Trout. And, you know, obviously Ohtani is just like the goddamn man. I saw there was a stat where it was like the 24th time in Mike Trout's career that he ever struck out on three pitches. And it's to like his teammate. It's like out of a goddamn movie, the way that all ended. Again, I watched two innings of it. It was the Puerto Rico game. And I said, I'm watching this just to make sure none of my guys get hurt. I watched it. Edwin Diaz got out unscathed. I'm like, all right, here we go. We're good. And then I saw someone go down and I said, that's going to be very bad. And it was very bad. So I'm happy for all the people who love their World Baseball Classics. Good stuff. Happy it's over. I'm personally excited for the little Major League Baseball season that's approaching.
Robin. Yeah, I watched Daisy Jones and the Six on Amazon, started that series. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Let me just say this, by the way. Let me use my time to say happy birthday to the two short kings at Barstool, Spider and Dave Portnoy.
Oh, happy birthday to both of them.
Yeah, big day.
I don't know how he'll feel being lumped in as a short king, but
Just kidding. You know, I'm kidding with him. I'm kidding with him. You got to throw a little, you keep him young, you know?
Of course. Listen. Clem, is Kevin moved an inch on this? You do the podcast with him, so that's why I'm curious. Has he moved an inch?
No, not an inch. I think there's a lot of I saw this kind of stuff with like the hockey people back in the day. I feel like that was a lot of hockey Twitter. It would be like my sport and just be people fighting each other. Because I think Kevin hears a lot of people offline. Like, I have a lot of friends who are baseball fans, and they're like, I don't care about them. Like, I don't want my guys to get hurt. I know a lot of Yankee fans, the offers are saying the same thing. Like, I'm happy my guys aren't going. I also think, like, it can be an awesome thing. But when Adam Wainwright and, like, Daniel Bard is throwing for us, I'm like, it clearly doesn't mean as much to, like, some of the people on the USA team, because we're not sending our best pitchers. If you send straight-up all-star teams all around – Matt Harvey isn't pitching for Team Italy, and we start getting someone that like has more of a resemblance, which can happen over time. But until you have a full roster of it all, I do think it hurts a little. So I think because of that, Kevin is just digging his heels in. The thing is, every time the Mets blow a save, which will probably be more than like the times Edwin Diaz did it last year, which was like twice, Kevin's going to just have flashbacks to him tearing his patella tendon in a, you know, preseason tournament, and he's just going to go on his rants again. So my one resolution for the year, I said, Kev, you have to stop fighting with random people on Twitter. That was before the World Baseball Classic. That one's out the window. We're just going to say that right now.
Didn't see opening day. Not a great resolution if it doesn't even see the start. But I will say, if you're an Angels fan, counterpoint here, you got to be thrilled, right? Of course, the worst thing didn't happen, and I'm arguing a different outcome for different fan bases, but Ohtani is maybe the most sensational thing going in American sports right now, and he gets no shine in Los Angeles, at least not the shine that he deserves for what he's doing. For him to get this moment seems pretty awesome for that whole franchise, seems pretty awesome for the sport of baseball, so
awesome for Angels fans, though. I don't think Angels fans are like, that was the greatest thing ever, right? Like, they're like, oh, I'm glad he got his moment. But I think that's where it ends.
I would be, because from all accounts, they're a disgruntled franchise as well. I don't believe they like their owner, right, Clem?
Yeah, Artie Moreno is a real piece of shit from what I can gather. It's like a Reinsdorf-y situation, but he spends a little more. He spends up to the limit and then kind of just fills in the pieces with like bubblegum, and that's why they never do anything when, you know, come October.
Yeah, so for me, it'd be like, hey, if you feel like your two guys are being held back by, you know, everything else around them, it might be a good moment to be like, hey, this is pretty awesome to see our guy get the shine he deserves instead of watching him, you know, the East Coast games are at 10 p.m. when everyone's sleeping and they're not watching the games against the A's. So, I don't know. That's a little counterpoint, but.
I do think it's fair. I think in other countries, it's going to be awesome. I think we're just repeating a lot of the points people have made. And I think it can be fun here when you have your moments. I've lost three guys over the years to this, ever since JJ Poots got hurt in 2009. I mean, I'm bringing up JJ Poots on the rundown. You know, I must have something like deep in my soul in terms of this tournament. But this could be like the last great moment for Angels fans with Ohtani, because if he leaves after the year, which basically everyone thinks he's going to do, I know it sounds like the Mets are going to be involved, the Dodgers, just like two just monster franchises in themselves with money. This could be their last big moment, and it came with Mike Trout at the plate. So it was cool. Like, Mike Trout got his big moment too, right? Like, he doesn't really get these in October all that much. So it's nice to see that he was up at a big moment. Now we can also hang that over Mike Trout. He's not clutch. That can become the new narrative. It's like, didn't come through in that World Baseball Classic against Ohtani. You know, you can start the Mike Trout, because it's like he's kind of skated by on that because he's never really had a lot of moments. In baseball, it's so hard to be at the plate, bottom of the ninth, you know, like you do in your backyard. He had it, and he got K'd in three swings.
Absolutely. You're right. Next story here. A Las Vegas brothel is offering Jimmy Garoppolo free sex for life. One of the women said, I almost fainted when I heard Jimmy signed with the Raiders. He deserves free sex just for joining our team, but he gets free sex for life just from us because he's such a legit babe. Also, it sounds like it's Sherry's Ranch. They also invited the whole team out for a celebratory all expenses paid weekend at their ranch. Robbie, what do you got? Jimmy G sexing it up with the ranch.
So I saw this. I think we might have got on this. I saw in Dante's blog, he posted that they accidentally sent the invite for Jimmy G to Dante. The director of marketing for the brothel accidentally sent the invite for Jimmy Garoppolo to Dante from Barstool Sports, Dante at BarstoolSports.com. I don't know if we got on this. Also, from the brothel, I get they're trying to get their name out there, marketing and whatnot. Why not offer this to Jimmy G before he signs? Hey, if you sign with our team, free sex for life, almost a John Tavares. If you sign with Borelli's, you know, free chicken parms for life, which they didn't make happen. He went over to Toronto. I think this should have been an offer beforehand. You already got him. You don't got to offer the free sex. You could try to get his money. Now you saw his contract, maybe get a little tip on that. The free sex after he signed, also the invite to Dante meant for Jimmy G. I was like, something's fishy here.
Fasoli just texted me and said he got the same email.
Yeah, I just looked it up too when you were saying that, Robbie. I think they just spam it to some Barstool Sports distro list and hoping that we're going to blog it. They're going to get the free promo for their thing, which we gave them, obviously, with the blog. This is an old tack. This has been going on, I think, before even I was there, where it's like you get like the virtual reality site saying they're going to pay this guy $1 million, some guy who's viral in the news, to, you know, come out to, you know, be in a sex scene or something. They just were like, oh, Jimmy G, Vegas, good looking. The guys who should be getting the free sex offers are the guys that look like me, though. That's my thing. Jimmy G can get free sex when he just leaves the house and fucking, you know, goes on the strip for a minute. Throw something. Like, there's guys like look like me that are fucking big NFL free agents. You throw that guy, he might take you up on it, takes a couple pictures, posts them on Instagram, boom, free advertising.
Now, here's the thing, Clem. I knew someone would have this take. And you're right. Jimmy G seemingly walks out of the door and his face just falls frontward into vagina, right? Mm-hmm. But for life is the key word there. There's one day where Jimmy G's balls are going to be as wrinkly as the lady from Titanic's face, right? And he's going to be looking for what he can. Listen, I'm sure it'll be a silver fox face, but I'm talking like 82 Jimmy G. And if he's able to go to old Sherry's Bunny Ranch or whatever it's called, then I think, you know, that's going to be a nice little lifetime perk, in my opinion.
That's lifetime, fair. Is a big word. That's a key word there. Yeah.
Huge word.
I'm telling you, though. Jimmy G is going to have maybe like 3 days on this earth where he doesn't look absolutely stunning, that I wouldn't be willing to let him do whatever he want to do to me, let alone, you know, any young ladies out there at the Bunny Ranches.
Yeah, true. Next story here. Rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine got beat up in an LA Fitness bathroom. He was leaking, dude. He was like, it was some serious blood coming out of his face. Robbie is a guy who talks a lot about people getting their face smashed and bloodied. We could start with you.
Another one where, listen, I don't want to say I don't believe this happened because I saw the videos, right? But I didn't see any videos of him getting dropped or anything. The video was just one of him on the floor getting kicked a couple times and then one of him leaving the bathroom and him being like, yo, those guys just jumped me. Oh, my God. Left on his own accord, was apparently rushed to the hospital. Maybe he had a lung collapse or something like that. Tekashi 6ix9ine is the guy we got to keep our ears and eyes open for, though, because he's the ultimate do anything to get in the news. So he hasn't been in the news for what, a year? We haven't heard Tekashi 6ix9ine forever. And then all of a sudden he gets jumped. I don't know. I'm not saying that it's a conspiracy. Again, I don't want to become the conspiracy guy here, but I'm just saying somebody has to be that guy and it has to be me. So I'm not saying he didn't get jumped, but I'm saying there's a chance he didn't get jumped. It did look like he got jumped from the pictures. He at least took a couple shots, you know, if this was all a staged act. Also, I want to shout out Fran, one of my favorite quotes of all time a couple years ago. YP, I think, and Trent were talking about Tekashi in the office and people were just making jokes about the memes and everything. And she was like, it's not funny. He's a menace to society. And every single time I hear Tekashi 6ix9ine to this day, I think of Fran calling him a menace to society.
That's, I would love that. Fran just, she teleported to Fran mom, and she was just a, she was just a mother being like, no, she's bad for the kids, Tekashi.
Yeah.
That's great. I wish I witnessed that. Clem, what do you got on this? You think it was fake?
Yeah, I think it was fake. Robbie, you cover two things, wrestling and UFC very well, right? You cover many things well. Those are two things you cover. I feel like this was a little more WWE than it was UFC with some of the shots. I think a nice razor blade in the right spot can make you leak. Ric Flair was a master at it back in the day. So my Raiders were kind of up on it, and I think we've all kind of agreed on that. However, as the relative old of the show right now, I always get him confused. There's like a bunch of guys with like weird names. This is when 6ix9ine blew up, that's when I was like, I'm too old for rap music because I can't even say this guy's name, let alone I don't know any of his songs. I did a little research, so I searched his name in the old Barstool archives here to see what else he had. One of the funniest sets of stuff. Can I just read you guys some of the things that have happened to him?
Absolutely.
4 days ago, he was smoked in the head with a can of beer for talking shit at a WBC game, so he clearly loves baseball more than KFC does. Soldier Boy called him out for something. Fat Joe said he wouldn't take a picture of him with him because he snitched. So it was a snitch, right? He snitched.
He's a rat, yeah.
Yeah, he's a rat. So that clearly is not a great thing in the rap world. He rejected witness protection, which I remember was a big deal, considering his face is basically stops him from ever getting any kind of witness protection. Just an all-time, like, has a ton of hilarious stuff here. Tekashi 6ix9ine. So I'm personally not a fan, and I want it to be real.
Statement.
I think we all want it to be real, but I just don't think it's.
Interesting documentary on him on Hulu, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Worth a watch. I know you're a documentary guy, Ed. It's very fascinating. I think they kind of try to be like he got in with the wrong people and they influenced his mind and he became the character in a way. I haven't watched it in a couple of years, but I remember watching it being like, what a fucked up life this guy's living. He got kidnapped at one point and like people threatened him. Crazy, crazy life. That seems like a life that's not even enjoyable. 6ix9ine's life.
Yeah. So that's my only question, right? And I respect you, you know, your antenna is going up thinking it's a conspiracy, but at the end of the day, he does have a lot of enemies.
He does.
He has a lot of enemies. And as a fight guy, what did you think of those kicks?
Were bad. They could have broke his ribs for sure.
Yeah.
You know, they were.
There was something that just makes you like, you know, you see a guy getting smoked like that in the ribs and it makes you just curl up. So I don't know. And then the picture of him on TMZ, it did look like he was cut up. So who knows?
Swollen face. Listen, if it was a conspiracy, he for sure like took the shots to make it look real or whatever. But he does have a lot of enemies. He has enemies that he doesn't even know, you know, like he snitched and now there's thousands of people out there, I'm sure, that are like, that motherfucker is a rat. I want to beat his ass.
I'll tell you, it wouldn't surprise me if Fran came in there and got a few licks in. I don't think she's any bad. Imagine Fran just wailing on 6ix9ine.
The Marge Simpson meme, like she's winding up from all the way across the room.
Miami Fran, she hops right off the beach and she just goes to smoke Tekashi a couple times in the ribs at LA Fitness.
I saw this thing here too. He tried to donate $200,000 to the No Kids Hungry Foundation, and the foundation rejected the donation. The foundation rejected the donation.
We would rather kids be hungry than take your money.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Jesus. Next story here. This one was the most shocking of all to me, okay? Apparently, Gwyneth Paltrow is a ski collision trial. It's the first day. Apparently, Gwyneth Paltrow was in a hit-and-run ski collision, and the original incident happened all the way back in 2016 when Paltrow allegedly ran over a doctor while on the ski slopes, leaving him with a traumatic brain injury. After the incident, Paltrow continued skiing and left the man behind, and the doctor suing her for $300,000 of damages. And Paltrow is countersuing, looking for claiming he's the one who ran into her, and she's seeking payment for her legal fees and $1 in damages. So just a kind of a I was right Connor Sue. Clem, what do you got on Gwen just smoking people on the slopes?
Let me give you a little thing that you probably weren't expecting when we started this pod here today, Ed. The Basement Boys, me and Robbie, Gwyneth Paltrow is our enemy. We do not like Gwyneth Paltrow. We are anti, very much anti Gwyneth Paltrow. Guilty as charged is what I would say if I was the juror.
Now, I feel like that's not a hot take. I feel like a lot of people are anti-Gwen, right?
Yeah, I think like if just on based on like a lot of the things we know about her and the way the story plays out where she would hit someone and then just leave them to fucking die, that I think there are a good amount of people that would think that. This also comes back to she said she didn't know she was in a scene with Spider-Man, Tom Holland, right, Bob? That's where
she acts like she's basically too good for the MCU. And it's like you're Pepper Potts. You're basically the first lady of the MCU, married to Tony Stark and whatnot. You had a child with him and everything, but you're too good for the universe at this point that you helped create. We don't like that about her. A lot of people have issues with the goop and the vagina candles and stuff like that. We're just the superhero boys are upset about the superhero slander.
Okay. That's a whole new different beef that I wasn't aware of. So that makes sense. So besides the beef, I mean, I don't know. Like, what can we say about her? Allegedly, he said, she said about a fucking ski collision.
Right to jail.
Yes. I'm telling you, there would, like, at the very least, there's one guilty. If I'm on that jury panel, there's at least one guilty coming for me, and it's not being changed. Unless, actually, if she bends the knee and apologizes for all the comments she's made about the MCU, I consider being like, all right, maybe not guilty. But
and it's not like she says the movies are shitty. She's just like, oh, I was in that movie. I don't even remember. No, I wasn't in a Spider-Man movie. And it's like, yes, you fucking were, Gwen. You know you were in a Spider-Man movie. What are you talking about? So don't even get me started, Ed.
This is heat. You would think that she smoked you guys on the fucking ski slopes right now. I mean, imagine this guy.
Oh, maybe that could be the Basement Boys' next thing. Figure out where she's going skiing. We could get a lawsuit on our hands. Imagine us trying to bump into Gwen on the ski slopes.
The thing is, you could probably like reenact this and she would probably just leave us for dead. This is a Glenn, like it does feel like a Gwyneth Paltrow thing. I'm just saying that as an allegedly, I'm trying not to get us in trouble here. But
true, allegedly all over this segment. Yeah. It is funny, allegedly, if this happened and she just smoked some doctor and then he's like, oh my fucking God, what the fuck? And he looks up and he's like, is that fucking Gwyneth Paltrow? Is that the vagina candle lady that just smoked me? And then he's like, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yeah.
Now, I've never gone skiing, but I'd imagine like people are, there's like little baby collisions all over the place. Like how much heat was Gwen bringing? She's not Lindsay Vonn out there, right? Like that's my only
traumatic
question.
Brain injury. Yeah, she going off a fucking ramp and hitting him in the head with her skis. What's going on there? Yeah,
Paltrow strikes me as someone who was raised on the slopes. She can get a pretty good, you know, tailwind behind her. So I imagine she's moving pretty fast. And I don't know who this doctor is, but I feel like doctors are probably with. I imagine their doctor was with people, right? And they're the ones who are like, yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow just smoked you and left. I don't think he knew that Gwyneth Paltrow, if he's fuck, has like brain damage and shit like that. I feel like I trust the doctor people more than Gwyneth Paltrow and her people. That's all I'm going to say about that. But I saw this, by the way, Eddie never going skiing, a little surprising, but I think we talked about this on No Quitters back in the day, RIP in peace. And I said, Eddie, you strike me as the guy that just sits at the cabin, gets fucking like all the drinks in the refrigerator, the buskers ready for everyone to come back. And then Eddie's there, maybe I like to make some breakfast for everyone in the morning, get some bacon eggs on there. Is that the Eddie move? Whenever
big cabin guy, you guys go have fun, you know, pop on Maury, just do whatever I want while everybody's out there just busting their shit. And I'll just relax and have a few cocktails.
And you're the most important person on that ski trip because it's like everyone's tired. They've been avoiding Gwyneth Paltrow on the slopes all day. And then they're like, just call Ed, tell him to get some burgers on the grill. And, hey, boys, I got it. And he's like, you are the key to that group. So shout out to you, Ed.
No problem. Thank you for the shout out. last topic here. Hershey's has introduced a new plant-based Reese's. It'll be the first vegan Hershey's first vegan chocolate sold nationally. You know, Robbie, you're a great snack guy too, low key underrated.
Yeah.
Very underrated. I used to see the pictures that Mrs. Fox would hook you up with, and you're very good. So let's start with you, and then we'll let the king cook after you.
Yeah, I was going to say this specific snack is not one to start with me on because I'm not a peanut butter guy, Ed, and I'm not a Reese's guy. And this is something that me and Clem have fought about on the podcast before. We can't get into it. It's the consistency of the peanut butter for me. So this is a weird thing. I don't like peanut butter at all. Peanut butter makes me throw up. I tried to put a scoop in protein shakes in high school, threw up, all that stuff. Reese's Pieces, I do like, because the consistency is a little different, you know, it's a little harder. So yeah, I won't be fucking with the plant-based, the regular Reese's, none of that. Clem, what do you got?
Reese's are my number one, and I love peanut butter as well. So this has been a very, point of contention for us in the basement lately. I forgot about that, Robbie. And as you started saying it, I felt my anger rising. Rico's take on it was like, you know, hated it. And listen, there was a time in my life where I was in the same boat as him. You see all this vegan stuff, plant stuff, and it's like, what are we doing here? However, the parent side of me comes into this, and I know kids that have different allergies, and obviously if you have peanut allergy, you're probably never tasting a fucking Reese's peanut butter cup unless your parents are trying to kill you, right? However, if you have like an allergy to like dairy or something, and they, you know, change the dairy with the plant, like, let that kid try a Reese's, man. Could you imagine being told you can't have a Reese's and you just see my fat ass in the corner and there's just a stack of orange and black wrappers everywhere? And I'm just like, these things are the greatest thing you'll ever have, kid. You can't have them or else we're going to have to, you know, stick an EpiPen in you and you'll be next to, you know, all the people Gwyneth Paltrow took down on the ski lift. But I kind of understand it. I want to kind of do a blind taste test. See if there is a difference. I feel like you got to know the difference though. Like there's a reason why you can, like they haven't done this for years. And I feel like we'd be able to tell the difference. And also I'm pretty sure, I think Oreos might be vegan. Cause I remember me and Smitty had a game of Madden years ago and the loser had to go on a vegan diet. And I'm just like, Smitty, what the hell am I going to eat if I lose this game? And he's like, Oreos. And I'm like, sold. So Oreos and Nike do fucking Reese's. That's like a W for the vegan people. I'm sure there's a lot of, it's like Jules in Pulp Fiction, you know, his girlfriend's a vegetarian, pretty much makes him a vegetarian. Throw some fucking plant-based Reese's in the house, everybody's happy.
Yeah, and Clem, you say bring a blindfolded taste test. That actually might happen for the dozen. So now that I feel like you put this out there, that's going to happen to us, and you're leaving us in an area to be exposed if it's very close.
Yeah, that's going to be tough. For those that don't know, Jeff, his All-Star Week, one of the things is the snack-off between me, Eddie, Frank the Tank, and Joey Camasta, who's an absolute snack whiz, by the way. He's on that list as well. And we're going to be doing a bunch of blindfold taste tests. I'm going to be in Disney for that, by the way. I was like, Jeff, I'm going to be in. So my wife has to film me on a Disney vacation, blind taste testing stuff against three other idiots at work. So this barstool life ain't for everyone.
I love that. But yeah, I don't know. You brought up a good point. A lot of people are going to shit on it. Like, oh, what are they doing? But at the end of the day, you know, as much as people like Tommy Smokes like to dismiss the peanut allergy, even though he like was probably patient zero for the peanut allergy, even though he still doesn't have one. The people with the peanut allergy deserve to enjoy Reese's peanut. But that was a great, very salient point, as Kelly Keegs would say.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Speaking of which, the after show, we could get into it quickly. I don't know if we want to. Robbie, I know you were waiting to get your take off about the Mean Girls.
I was waiting to get my take off about the Mean Girls.
That was a Montreal Screwdrive. I apologize.
I do have, I do feel like I have a take though, because just before we did the rundown, I watched Jordan's video. I saw she like put out a response to Kelly Keegs. And the one part I did feel a little bit bad about at the end was she was like, you know, the hate sucks. We all get the internet hate and we all understand it. It, you know, piles up, even if you got great thick skin, it'll get to you after thousands of the things. And she was like, what hurt, though, is that it came from inside Barstool, that someone from inside Barstool said everyone hates you.
So you better believe when Monday rolled around and we saw a blog written about how much people hate us by our coworker, it was a little shocking. Because like I said, it wasn't written from a horrible, nasty news outlet or internet trolls. It was written by a coworker that I've sat by for a year and a half that I see on a weekly basis.
I do think it's maybe a new Barstool thing where this is the first time like inner Barstool rivalry has happened to like them. I don't think anyone at Barstool hates the Mean Girls. I think people at Barstool might hate the Mean Girls clips on social. They might be jealous that it gets posted. They might just hate the clips in general. I don't care. I don't think anyone at Barstool is like, we hate Jordan and Alex. Fuck them. They don't want to come to the office. Like, we don't want them here. Like, this is Barstool, you know?
Kev said it best, or Dave, I don't remember which one. Like, we're in the circus. That's just how it goes. And
we don't hate them.
I think the three guys on the panel here are three of, like, amongst like the more liked people in terms of like, I don't think we get a lot of like vitriol spewed at us at all times. And we still get a lot of fuck. If you go to all our mentions, you can find some really mean shit tweeted at all of us. So I do not like, I don't envy them having to pile through all the shit. I could see how, when it's a friendly fire, I could see that being a thing, you know. I remember when I first started, there was a video of KFC. He was at a Mets game and it was like, he was just on ESPN. And I was like, dude, like, I just saw you on there. You want me to blog it or do you want to blog it? He goes, blog it and take as many shots as me as you want. Cause like that does, he knows it moves the needle. It sells. And as soon as they wrote their blog, Kelly wrote her blog, Francis wrote his blog, Dave wrote his blog, that was pinned at the top of the trending all day. So it's what makes it work. The comment is always, no one loves talking Barstool more than Barstool. No one loves reading Barstool, talking about Barstool more than Barstool readers. The numbers bear it out every single time. It is one of the truest things. And I do think as we've grown bigger and been more separate and a little more, I think the world has gotten more kumbaya. There's not as many shots being taken. But I mean, anyone that lived through the Smitty versus Nate battles, you know, Kevin versus half the world battles, Dave versus Kevin was like, you know, the old Stone Cold versus Vince McMahon. That was kind of our version of it back in the day, right? And just all these things, it does move the needle, man. The numbers bear it out. People come, you know, all the Rico stuff that went on last year, those just led to crazy numbers. So it does play out.
It also will blow over for anyone involved in the Barstool drama, like for the first time, that's like, oh my God, feels like the world's closing in on me. One of the best like lessons I've learned at Barstool is it always blows. So it'll be blown over by next week. You know what I mean? Like in most cases, it'll be onto the next thing, onto the next crazy topic on Barstool, the drama, the internet, whatever.
Yeah, in most cases, for sure. A nice little peek behind the curtain there, Clem, with the from the editing team. I guess I'll ask that too. How'd you feel about your compadres in that group chat? You know.
Oh yeah, it's tough, man. This is a tough job. Like, you know, those are the editors in chief there. I'm the assistant. I help them out with a lot of shit in addition to all the other stuff I do. And I'll tell you, man, I've been on this for less than a year, and I'll tell you, we say Barstool years is like president years. Barstool editor years is like assassinated president years, basically. Because I mean, just look at the last two who had the job. Like it's hard to finish your term, and now these guys are doing it. Yeah, it's not a fun job. It's a thankless job. It's a job though. You have to do it. So Nate did say it though, like, Dave's back, blogged two blogs yesterday. That's great for the site. That's great for Barstool. That's great for Penn. Everyone's happy. I mean, maybe we awoke the sleeping giant out of Miami and Dave's just going to start. I mean, I saw Goodell just got an extension. Maybe we could get the shirts, you know, push the shirts again and let Dave fire off some Goodell takes. And then, you know, we're looking good. Get your Penn stock now.
And in the most classic Barstool fashion, the Mean Girls, Kelly Keegs beef has somehow turned into Dave taking shots at Nate and Smitty. Like literally Nate getting all the whole 100%. Blog, right, written about him. And then Smitty is being told like, you know, oh, Dave keeps saying if being dumb was all you had to do, Smitty would be the greatest employee. It's like, I don't know how it always wraps around to those two, but it's such classic Barstool. This is the more things change, the more they stay the same.
See, that's where you say most things, you know, blow over. That's like Smitty, a poor guy, will just continue.
That's just cemented. That's written in stone.
I've noticed if it's a Dave thing, it's probably not going anywhere. Like Brandon Walker with the $20 tip, anything Brandon Walker has done recently or just in trouble. And then Nate, Smitty, you're basically on Dave's hit list, which like you're in the mix though. Like you want to get in the game, you're in the game now.
But even it won't go on forever. You know, I was on Dave's hit list for a time. I was very much like on Dave's hit list. I wiggled my way out of there with help to Baby Yoda. You know, me and Jeff D'Lo, anytime we got in the doghouse, be like, remember Baby Yoda? He'd be like, he is cute. All right. You know, but yeah, I was happy for Dave. Also on his birthday, gets a new Mando episode. Jeff D'Lo, bold thing, texted the group chat, the Disney Boys group chat. And he was like, happy birthday, Dave. Check out the new Mando episode.
Yeah, and I went on the record. I did not wish Dave a happy birthday. I know he does not believe
it. I don't think he likes it. I didn't do anything to that. I didn't even heart the text. I didn't do anything. I was like, I don't think Dave likes that. No. If he would have responded, I would have said, you know, like happy birthday or something.
You wished him a happy birthday and then called him a short king on the rundown, though, Robbie. So that was, it looks like you're trying to get back
I'm not trying to get on the hit list. I was just like, you know, Barstool, you know, we're in the drama zone. Let me dip my toes in.
That is the one thing about all this drama is sometimes this does spur like side battles to come up out of nowhere because someone has it like that's how the whole Tico stuff started, right? And then it became Kevin versus Dave in a like rap battle, which is crazy as it comes out of my mouth just saying. So I am kind of interested to see if there's like some random like
already. I feel like it's not like Francis and Nate like spurred out of this and we didn't see that coming.
Yeah, well, low-key, Francis is a great guy who gets in these, like, he steps up from the weeds. Because remember the whole Latham Chef Donnie thing? Then it got,
I was going to say, was Francis involved in that?
No, he was involved with the Duncan Awards. Because remember that?
I was too, unfortunately. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, but then Francis said something along the lines on Breakfast, like, I think the wrong people are getting shit. And then Latham was like, why the fuck would you redirect it? And so it's
I forgot about that.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. So it's
absolutely great
for people.
And again, like, nobody at Barstool actually like hates another person at Barstool, even if it feels like it in the moment. Like, it is.
I think there's definitely people that dislike people. I will say that. Like, I'm not saying that specifically. But like,
there's a lot of behind the scenes dislike, but like, I feel like this isn't like, I hope the Mean Girls don't think that people at Barstool like want them out of the company, because I don't think that's the case.
Yeah. No, for sure.
I think people are just like, what are we talking about? Not washing our hands.
Hey, this was an enjoyable rundown, boys.
This was fun. I'm glad that we get to do this every now and then.
It's always an absolute treat with you guys here. I feel like we're kind of one of the squads that is in the mix on Wednesdays here. So I'm very happy to be a part of it.
Positive vibes crew. So, all right, everybody. Thank you for watching. Watch the rundown tomorrow. That's all we got. See ya.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.